All right, good to have you with us. General Motors set to cut some big time checks. In fact, the largest profit sharing checks ever next month. Almost $13,000. I mean, that is an incredible amount of money. And look, that it blows out of the water what they got last year at just over $10,000. Kaylee Hall is the automotive reporter at the Detroit News, and she joins us this afternoon on the Guy Gordon Show. Kaylee, nice to have you with us. Were we expecting these types of checks to go out?
I mean, I was a little surprised. I didn't expect it to be like best ever, but GM had a really good fourth quarter. And they, you know, despite some of the conditions of, you know, not having enough supply on the ground and higher interest rates and concerns of the economy slowing, they still had a pretty remarkable year. You know, they brought in a record pre-tax earnings of $14.5 billion. So it just reflects the strength of GM right now and the strength of the industry. People are still out there buying cars and there's still not that great of supply across, you know, many different types of vehicles.
How are these the amount that goes out in mm-hmm. profit sharing? How is that calculated?
So for every $1 billion GM earns in North America, the hourly workers get $1,000, and they do have to work a set amount of hours to receive that total amount. So they could receive up to $12,750. And that would include 42,300 hourly workers that could receive that. Sorry for my dog.
That's okay. It adds flavor to the interview.
It like happens it. To all of us.
Yeah.
So these are UAW represented workers. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. All of GM's hourly employees are represented by the UAW. So yes. They will, they were able to negotiate a profit sharing cap, end of the cap in 2019. So it used to be capped at $12,000, and now it's there's no cap at all.
I know that we're talking about the money that was made in the last year, but do you think at all this is any sort of reflection on where the market sees GM going in the future?
I think it's a reflection that GM has products that people are buying, right? Where GM's going in the future is electric.
Right.
So, I mean, it's to be seen if according to what they're telling us, based on the number of reservations they have with the Hummer, with the Silverado, you know, they have hand raisers for the Blazer. People want their electric vehicles as well. Whether or not they're able to turn those reservations and those hand raisers into actual orders, we'll find out. But they are fully prepared to be able to make 400,000 vehicles from this year and into next year, and then 1 million electric vehicles by the end of 2025. So, I mean, they aren't saying those are not small numbers. Mm-hmm. So,
and it seems like
to be there for those as well.
Seems like a bit of a trend, right? I mean, in 2020 there was a profit sharing of 9,000. Then 2021 we're at 10,250, mm-hmm. and now we're up to over $12,000. What do you make of the future for GM and whether this is likely to keep increasing?
Yeah, I think, you know, this year is going to be interesting to see what happens with the economy. I feel like we're still trying to figure that out. But they said they still had a very strong January. And, you know, that's with very high interest rates and high car. Like, I think GM's average transaction price was $52,000, according to Cox Automotive. I mean, that's pretty crazy to me. I don't know about you guys. Look, people are out there. They're buying vehicles. They like what's in these new vehicles, the technology. When you buy a car today, you're not just buying something to get you from point A to point B. It's a whole computer, mm-hmm. and it's exciting. You know, it's exciting to have that, to show it off to your friends and family. So I think right now we still have a pretty strong industry, and now we have this EV price war, right? That Tesla started mm-hmm. in January, and Ford has responded to. And so it'll be interesting to see how GM responds to that. So far, they're saying we aren't going to, because we have demand for our product, and we don't really think that that's going, like, our prices are going to diminish that demand. But we'll see. We'll see if they change their mind on that.
In 2021, I think Stellantis, and I just got to make sure I'm doing the year right. Last year was 14,000. And so what are you maybe forecasting or seeing for Stellantis and Ford in terms of profit sharing checks?
That's a good question. I do have two coworkers who are the experts on Stellantis and Ford, but, I think that, you know, the overall industry is still pretty strong.
Yeah.
And, you know, GM is the best selling automaker in the country. So we do have to remember that, but I think that they'll still have, you know, those workers are still going to get a nice check too.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be $12,000? I don't know, but, yeah, overall, it's still pretty promising, despite all the doom and gloom that we hear some days.
Yeah.
we're still selling cars, and we're still doing okay.
So. Yeah, no, and I think that's exactly it. I think across the board, these companies have done a nice job, particularly weathering the pandemic, and they're still pretty strong. Kaylee,
yeah.
I always appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Sorry for my dog.
Oh, it was great.
He says hello.
It was the best part of our show today. Thank you,
Kaylee.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Thanks, Kaylee. Okay. Yeah, what's your dog's name? What do we got here?
Oh, his name is Moosey, and he is a standard poodle. And he saw one of his friends outside.
Oh, that's good. Well, then let him go play.
Yeah, hi, doggy.
Yeah. All right, Kaylee. Talk to you later.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
You know, it's funny. I bought a new car not too long ago, and it seemed they were very flexible on, I mean, like they sold me, and
sure.
it took a little while to get there, but,
yep.
But right out of the pandemic, and we're still in it, but more on that in a second. Lots across all these dealerships were pretty bare.
Oh, absolutely.
And then they'd get the influx and then they'd be bare again. I mean, it was really hard to keep a lot of these cars on the lot. So it told you people were buying cars.
And then there's the question of, if you have a relatively new used car, do you sell it in and make more money than you bought it for?
Totally. That was a huge deal for those like who are leasing cars.
Correct.
Or if your used car was in good shape,
you could make more money.
It was a good time.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good time for you. But look, I think this only helps. It only helps our region. What are people going to do with it, right? Like, are they going to go out and spend it on couches and TVs and things like that? Or are they going to maybe look at Patrick Anderson and say, if there's a recession on the horizon, maybe we just got to sock this away?
Well, if they're using it in their local community.
True.
Maybe buying and using it in a local restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're buying furniture that's made in Michigan, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
That's going to help our state. That's going to help our region.
Yeah. Hopefully that's the case. All right. Got to take a break. I do want to talk a little bit about the COVID emergency orders. The president says he's going to do away with it. What does that mean? We'll talk about that next on The Guy Gordon Show.